This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. It's the first day of spring, and it's also National Ag Day. So we salute and thank the farmers who supply our food, fiber, fuel, and feed. Well, rainfall this past week was mainly a third of an inch or less, but much heavier amounts of 3/4 to 1 inch fell in Columbia County and eastern Walla Walla County near the Blue Mountains. Now, plan on dry weather to continue today and early Wednesday, but we're watching a slow-moving low-pressure area digging south from the Gulf of Alaska, and this will likely bring periods of showers late Wednesday into Saturday. Rainfall amounts up to a third of an inch are likely in most areas, but a half to 3/4 of an inch are possible closer to the Cascades, Blue Mountains, and Palouse regions. There is a chance for snow above 1,500 feet. The moisture will help dissolve and move fertilizer into the root zone for wheat in pastures and lawns. High pressure and a drier period is expected for the early part of next week. Look for daytime temperatures to drop to below normal with the clouds, and then once the clouds break this weekend, overnight temperatures may dip to critical levels for budding and blooming fruit trees. Mild temperatures are expected to return for the middle part of next week. 2-inch soil temperatures fell into the low 40s where the rain was heavier this past week and remain in the mid to upper 40s across much of the rest of the Columbia Basin. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.